Good night, everybody.
Good afternoon, everybody, and it is the 23rd anniversary of September 11th, so no music today, but we are going to have a very upbeat show. We are going to start, though, obviously, with just a brief reflection on what happened, you know, 23 years ago today. I don't want to get into conversations about who you think did it. That's not what this show is ever about. Lives were lost. Families were destroyed, our nation was attacked, our way of life was changed forever, and we have to remember 9/11, 2001, whatever you think happened, whoever you think is responsible. We need to pay respects to the families who lost loved ones on that day, and to the people who are still struggling with it today. You know, there are complications from everything that happened down at Ground Zero and how quickly people forget. I'm not going to do it. I know you're not going to do it. But a lot of people have done it. A lot of people forgot about what happened 23 years ago today. And a lot of people forgot what happened 23 years ago tomorrow. September 12th, 2001. September 12th, 2001. What happened on September 12th, 2001? There was an American flag on every porch. Everybody came together, stood together after our nation was attacked. Everybody stood together, united. We were proud to be Americans. And now look where we are. People can't get out of their own way. You can't see through some of the lies and the deceit of the mainstream media. We can't trust our elected leaders. Our privacy, our right to privacy, our rights, many of them are being stripped away every single day. But I want to reassure everybody, we the people still have the power in this country. I guarantee you. And I promise you. If we all just decide to use that power collectively, to stop getting distracted by other things, and some of these other things may matter. There may be truth to some of these other things. But if we just focus on what we love the most about this country, and we fight for that common goal, that common interest. I promise you, we will not lose. But if we do anything but that, if we take it easy, if we take every single day up until the election for granted, if we mislead ourselves, if we go down the wrong path, and things might get really, really scary here. 23 years ago today, everything changed. Everything. Everything. And 23 years later, we're on the precipice of the most important election in the history of our country. My question to you is, are you ready to make a difference? Have you forgotten? Because the time is not going to heal that wound. It just won't. And you got people on the other side of the aisle right now, like Ilhan Omar, with the "some people did something." You had a presidential candidate last night called January 6th a worse attack on our country than September 11th, on the eve of September 11th. That's what happened yesterday. So take a minute. Say a prayer for the families. Pray for your country. These are troubling times. These are very, very troubling times. 23 years ago, the entire world changed. Our entire way of life changed. Remember those who perished. Remember those and pray for those who are still struggling. Pray for your country. And for the love of this place, get out and do something. We got to do it. It's got to happen. Or shows like this, movements like ours, the power of the people, it will be taken away from us quicker than you could blink an eye. We're not going to talk about 9/11 today. This is how we wanted to open, just because today is September 11th, 2024. We're not going to get into all of the other elements of what happened on that day. There's a lot to discuss about that. Sure. Not today. Not on this show. We're not going to do that. There's an election coming. We are going to talk about what happened last night. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're going to talk about what should happen next. Most importantly, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I've always wanted to have a very, and we have it. We have the best audience in the world. We have a very interactive audience. The chat is always flying off the hook. I want to hear from you. So we're going to open the phone lines a little early today. And I want to hear your reaction. Here's what we can do. Write these down, okay? I want to hear your reaction to last night's debate. What do you think happened? There are so many different reactions. Trump was good. Trump was bad. Harris was good. Harris was bad. ABC was bad. This was bad. Should Trump? I want to hear your reaction to last night. Your version of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's have a conversation. Let's see where we are. I love having conversations. This is the way to do it. What other show does it? I want you to do the show today. How about that? I'll be here. We're going to go through all the topics. I've got clips. I did all this stuff. It's great. I want to hear from you today. I want to hear from the people you know today. I want to have conversations of what you think we should do next today. I want to show the world what type of community we really are. And how it's going to be communities like this that are going to help win the 2024 election. I want to do that. So we're going to open the phones a little early today. I'll put my little graphic up there, tell you what number to call. 631-527-4545. We'll do that in a little bit. We're going to get through some of the good, the bad, and the ugly as well. Your reaction to the debate, what you think should happen next. Should Donald Trump do another debate? What do you make of the way the Harris campaign handled the debate right after it? The elephant in the room, which is the Taylor Swift endorsement, the timing, is that significant? Did they do that? Is there a reason why they did that last night? We've got all that. It's going to be great. We're going to have a good time today. And we're going to have a good time today because you are here with us again on a Wednesday. It is September 11th, 2024. Brennan and I have returned from, we were in Michigan yesterday, a very important swing state. We went there for a debate watch party with the Michigan Conservative Coalition. It was a great time. We actually met two of those electors, you know, the fake electors that are charged with crimes for doing what the Democrats do every time they lose an election. We were able to meet some of those folks there. So it was a lot of fun last night with the Michigan Conservative Coalition at a debate watch party. And we did fly home today. It was odd. I got to tell you, it was very odd being on a plane on September 11th. But we are here. We're ready to go. Back in Tennessee. Back in the saddle.
Rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling. Yep. And ready to take on the world. All right. Before we take on the world, before we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly on yesterday's debate, we are going to get to a word from our friends at OFP Farms, Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com, OFPFarms.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are tired of dry and irritated skin and big wool corporations, I want you to give OFP Farms a try. OFP Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use, soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief, and beard products. You may be asking, why goat milk? Well, here are some of the benefits. It's packed naturally with essential vitamins and minerals that help nourish and replenish your skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. OFP Farms creates produces, and ships directly from their farm. Products are made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. They are a family-owned and operated goat farm and a patriotic, America-first, God-fearing company. Folks, they're so America-first. They're so patriotic that they put together these gift boxes, okay, with their amazing goat milk products in it. This is the We the People box. It's right here. It's got all of the new We the People soaps in it, and it's packed. Look at this thing. Look at the way they put this stuff together, all right? You've got the like a little loofah type deal, the soap holder. You bring in the shower with you.
Yes,
it exfoliates,
yeah.
A scrubby. There you go. Look at that. That's the We the People line right there, the We the People box, right over at ofpfarms.com. That's ofpfarms.com, promo code SHAWN, ofpfarms.com, promo code Sean, Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November, ofpfarms.com, promo code Sean. You know what they did? OFP Farms, they got the left very mad, which is, as Aiken has said to me on X many, many times, he's great. We love him. If you're following me on X, that's my playground, my favorite social media platform. In my opinion, the best social media platform out there. you must be doing something right, right? Remember they had the outlaw soap with Donald Trump's mugshot on it. Now they have the fight soap with Donald Trump standing up with his fist in the air, blood coming down his face after he survived an assassination attempt that everybody wants to forget about. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sierra, Hotel Alpha Whiskey November. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean. You see it on your screen. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean. OFPFarms.com, promo code SHAWN for 15% off. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean. Ladies and gentlemen, Hit that thumbs up button right now below the video. Hit that thumbs up button right now below the video, and let's get to it. We got a lot to get to today, and I'm going to tell you one thing, and it's probably a controversial opinion, but I think the earrings thing is a huge distraction. I'm sorry. I know it's a juicy thing. There's no way to know what was going on, okay? Could they have been an earpiece? Sure, it could have been an earpiece. Which is, it is far less likely that they were some sort of earpiece than them just being regular earrings. I'm just being honest. The level of assumptions, because you have to think, when somebody's in your ear, have you ever dealt with that before? You know, you have, I do it all the time. When I go on Newsmax, I've got them in my ear on the Bluetooth headphone, okay? It's in here. When there's other things that are going around out here and they're in your ear, it is almost impossible to talk without getting flustered. Almost impossible. I do this all the time. All the time. It's very difficult. If I'm on the phone and someone's talking to me and then I have someone over here saying something, I can't do both at once. So if the debate moderators, if you want to call them that, ask Kamala Harris a question and she's being fed information in her ear, this is not like Impractical Jokers. And if you've ever seen them, they laugh. They get caught up. They get sidetracked when they have their earpieces in. So I'm saying this not to be nasty, not to be mean. I don't think anybody's stupid for digging into it. I think the earpiece, let me just show you what I'm talking about, is a distraction, just like after Trump was nearly assassinated, the water tower was a distraction. Who was right about the water tower? Sean was. Okay? They looked very similar to those earpiece earrings, but they also looked very similar to the earrings from Tiffany's. Okay? I'm not talking about earpieces. That's not the road that we're going to go down today. I've already spent too much time on it. I think that is a massive distraction. I think what it does is it brings us to talking about something that, honestly, we will never be able to prove. Instead of talking about the border, instead of talking about the fact that Kamala Harris dodged every single question last night, every single question. Do you think independents are going to be more likely to vote for us if they see a bunch of our people chattering about, is she getting earpiece information? Or are they going to look at that and go, come on, man, with these people? Folks, we have an election to win. We've got to keep our eye on the ball. We've got to keep our eyes on the prize. You may disagree with me all you want. I don't believe she was being fed information backstage. I don't believe it. And if she was wearing those earrings, why would she do it in broad daylight? It would just be too easy. This is too easy. I want to be realistic here. I'm not saying it definitely didn't happen. I'm saying it probably didn't happen, and focusing our time and energy on that takes away from the very important issues that happened last night in last night's debate, like the fact that the mainstream media, ABC News, was atrocious. But does that surprise anybody? No. If anybody was going into that debate last night thinking you were getting fair moderators, I don't know. Okay? I have no idea. ABC is owned by Disney, remember? So let me read to you something that I wrote on X this morning. Just kind of freewheeling. I was sitting in the airport, and I wrote this whole thing out. Actually, I think it was Brennan when you were going to get breakfast at Chick-fil-A. Okay. I wrote this whole thing out. I said, my biggest takeaway from last night, if you're relying on the mainstream media to help save our country, you've already lost. None of us are doing that, right? We're not relying on ABC to save our country, right? We're not relying on CNN to save our country. We're not relying on Fox News to save our country. Who do we rely on to save our country? We rely on ourselves. That's it. Okay? That's it. We say it all the time, right? If the media would just do their job, dot, 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 right? If the media would just do their job, we'd be in a much better position. If the media would just do their job, the Democrats would be held accountable. If the media would just do their job, dot, dot, dot. Folks, the media has been enlisted for the sole purpose of propagandizing the American people. Period. That's their job. They are, when you realize that they are doing their job, their job description changed. Not from us. But their job description changed. They are doing what they have been asked to do. And that's not going to change. That's not going to change. Unless you have massive changes of ownership all over the place. We have seen it over and over and over again. Where moderators will railroad Trump. We saw it in 2016. Right? Martha Raddatz. We saw it in 2020. With Chris Wallace. And now we've seen it in 2024 with David Muir and whoever the other one was. I forgot her name. Lindsay something. We've seen where the moderators railroad Donald Trump and the playing field is tilted. And there's no way to prepare for that. You know, Kamala Harris did debate prep against somebody who was playing the role of Donald Trump. No matter who Donald Trump was prepping with, no matter who he's prepping with, you can't prepare for the level of combativeness that you're going to get from the moderators and lack thereof with regards to how they treat the other candidate. You cannot prepare for that. You just can't. You just can't. You just have to expect it. That's all. You just have to expect it. And that's exactly what we got. That's par for the course. Nobody should be surprised about how ABC treated that last night. Nobody. We can't rely on the media to be fair. They're not fair. We say it all the time on this show. The media is not your friend. They're the enemy of the people. You don't dislike the media enough. We cannot rely on the media to be fair because they're not fair. Now everybody goes, well, what about CNN in June? That was an anomaly. And their fairness back in June, their fairness, think about this. That debate in June was the earliest presidential debate ever. And we all knew what going into that. If Biden bombs, they're going to do what? They're going to pull him. He's not going to be the nominee. They're going to pull him. That debate and CNN's fairness was intentional. It had a purpose. What was the purpose? It was to purge Biden from the race. And it worked. That's never going to happen again. That is never going to happen again. Here's the bottom line. Okay? Here's the bottom line. If we want to win, and I believe all of us want to win, it's up to us and us alone. The media is not going to help us. Other people are... No. Don't rely on other politicians to help us. Lindsey Graham, I saw him on Fox last night. Oh, Donald Trump's closing was great. Tim Scott, he said a lot of great things last night. He's such a goober. Listen. Tim Scott seems like a nice guy. Lindsey Graham, I don't like Lindsey Graham. Sits when he pees. It's okay. If we want to win, who is it up to? The media? No. Social media? Nope. Us. It's up to us. We've done it before. And guess what, guys? We're going to do it again. The entire workload, though, is going to fall on our shoulders, as it should. You know why? Because if we win this year, nobody else can come out of, well, you know, we saw these people, Mark Cuban. The media is protecting Trump. You still think so after last night? Jackass, you still think the media is protecting Trump after last night? Mark Cuban. I used to really like him. I used to think he's right. You know, I still think he's a smart guy. I think he's making a stupid choice, but I think he's a smart guy. The entire workload will fall on our shoulders, as it should. And guess what? The more of us that are working towards this common goal of reelecting Donald Trump and saving America, the better. Why? What's the old cliche? Many hands make light work. All of us. All of us. Maybe not every day. I get it. Sometimes we don't feel good. It's okay. We've got things to do. We're traveling. Kids got a baseball game, football game, soccer game, birthday party. I understand. We can't do it every day. But if all of us are working, you know, 5 out of 7 days, whatever, we can do it. We're all more than capable. How many times have we heard from Dylan Fillion in Iowa? I made 30,000 calls this week. If he's done that in the week, I don't know. Maybe he has. He's a superhero with these phone calls. Kid's 19 years old, okay? We're all more than capable. So let's get to it. Because nobody's going to help us. Nobody's doing us any favors except us ourselves. You know how empowering this is? Think about it. We are in control of what happens. But the cheating, but the... We are in control of what happens in this election. The harder we work, the more likely we are to win. Am I making sense? This is on us. This is on us. Nobody's riding into the rescue. You know how I feel about the white hat thing. Nobody's coming in to save us. No knight in shining armor. Donald Trump is all but one man. I'm one person. Brennan is one person. All of you people out there individually are one person. But when all of us as individuals work as a team collectively towards this common goal, we can do it. Why? United we stand. United we fight. What do we say at the end of every show now? United we win. That's what we're going to do. I'm not relying on ABC. I'm not relying on CNN. I don't give a damn what Fox News does. I love Newsmax. I go on with Carl Higbee. He's a great guy. I was on yesterday with him and John Bachman. We were having a blast before the debate. Love those guys. They're going to work hard. I know Carl's going to work hard. That dude busts his ass all the time. He's one of the realest people out there. That guy, if you don't watch Carl Higbee Frontline, well, you're watching me. So DVR Carl, and you know, you can watch the show. He was around at the same time. I love Carl. He's a great dude. Okay? Navy SEAL, veteran. Guy's a hard ass. We love him. All right? I don't care what OAN's doing. Love Dan Ball over there. Chanel Rihanna, she's great. I don't care what anybody's doing. I love Bongino. He'll tell you the same thing. 10, 10, and 10, right? Nobody's going to. What does Bongino always say? We are the leaders that we have been waiting for, right? Right. So get up and lead. Any way you can. Any way you can. How many people still get their news from ABC? I don't know, but the answer is enough. Enough people get their news from ABC. I want to take their power away. How do we do that? Distribution by proxy, the old Project Veritas cliche, the old Project Veritas slogan, right? Every single person who watches this show or any show, whoever it is, you watch The Nun Report, we love Dan Nunn, share his thing all over the place. You watch No Drag, No Drama with Anita, share her show all over the place. You watch the Dan Bongino show or Early Mornings with Evita Duffy, share her stuff all over the place. Be content distributors yourselves. That is how we're going to win. That is how we can take away the power of the mainstream media. That is how you take a David Muir and you render him obsolete. That is how we do this. I don't tell you to share my show. I don't tell you to hit the thumbs up to be, well, we do it to be funny. It's nice. I don't do it because I look at it every day and determine, are we successful or not? That's not what we do. I'm not in this about measuring who's got how many views and clicks. What am I about, Brendan? What did I say last night in Michigan? What do I want to do at the end of all this? I want to win.
Oh, yes, win.
That's what I want to win.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't care if we get 5 views or 500,000 views. I want to win. I would rather get no views and win than millions of views on a pile of money and lose. Do you understand me? What good is having views if you don't have a country? We have to win. And we're going to work together and we're going to win. Now, the instant reaction last night that I had was, okay, that wasn't great. But what is the one thing I always say on the show when it comes to the left? Don't listen to what they're saying, but focus on what they're doing. I think Donald Trump has a point when he posts things on Truth Social about prize fighters and asking for a rematch. You know, anybody play golf out there, when you hit a bad shot, you really want a do-over, right? You want a mulligan. You want to just, yeah, but that shot doesn't count. We'll just put that one down and we'll do it again. When you fail your road test, what do? You want to retake the road test and pass, right? When you strike out, you ever play baseball, you strike out, you badly want another shot in the batter's box against that pitcher who just struck you out, right? When a fighter loses a title fight, that fighter wants another chance at that title. When you're playing a game, right, a video game, and you fall a little bit short of the high score, you want to keep playing. You want to try and beat it. The Kamala campaign, immediately after the debate last night, immediately issued another challenge. And then what did they do? All of a sudden, what was it? It's almost midnight, right? 11 o'clock Eastern time last night. Taylor Swift makes an endorsement at 11 o'clock Eastern. Are you, what? She watched, you telling me, are you telling me Taylor Swift watched the debate? I don't think so. There's not a chance. There's not a chance. What signal does that send to you? What signal does that send to you and why? Why? Other than calling Trump a disgrace 3 times on the stage, other than repeating hoaxes on the stage, let me ask the live chat, what are some of the main things that Kamala Harris continued to focus on last night on the debate stage? Because we're going to get into why Kamala Harris and the campaign reacted the way they did. Why did they trot out that Taylor Swift endorsement very late? I'm telling you right now, I would bet thousands of dollars Taylor Swift did not watch that debate and wait till the end of the debate for the endorsement. That was orchestrated. 100%. Let me get into that live chat. I don't have it open. What did Kamala Harris repeatedly keep mentioning last night on the stage? Trump kept bringing it up. Coffin is saying she tried abortion. Project 2025. You guys miss it a little bit? You guys miss it? Fracking. She was desperate to talk about fracking, and this is the first time I've ever heard this talking point come out of a Democrat. Did you know that Polish people live in Pennsylvania? There's apparently a very large Polish population in Pennsylvania. And she tried to appeal to them by saying, well, Russia's going to invade Poland. There it is. Chicky Mama. What up, Chicky Mama? Fracking. Why is Kamala... Let's put on our analyst hats, okay? Why is Kamala Harris focusing heavily on fracking and Polish people in Pennsylvania? What signal does that send to you? Let's do some critical thinking. What signal does that send to you, ladies and gentlemen? That Kamala Harris referenced, this is the first time I've ever heard any candidate reference the Polish population with regards to Russia and the Ukraine war. Elaine 0106 says it. She needs Pennsylvania. And the fact that she resorted to pandering to a group of Polish people in Pennsylvania means her internal polls in Pennsylvania are probably brutal. And as the great Scott Pressler says, with Pennsylvania comes the White House. You win Pennsylvania, you're winning the White House. She is scared about losing Pennsylvania. I know the debate took place in Philadelphia, but that was not just a debate or a town hall in a specific state. That was a national debate. She is terrified of losing PA. Her polls have been slipping in PA. So now let's take those two elements of what I just talked about. These are things that this is normal analysis of behavior, right? You see someone acting suspicious, they probably did something they shouldn't have done, right? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Fracking, Polish people in Pennsylvania, guns. She's terrified of losing PA, and her internal polling in Pennsylvania is in the crapper. I can tell you that. That is the, has anybody ever heard a political candidate, a presidential candidate reference Polish people in PA? But I've never heard that in my life. She did it last night. She did it last night. Now I'm going to get through a couple of clips. We got a couple of clips, and then we're going to start phone calls. Couple of clips, Patriot Mobile, LFA TV store, and then we're doing calls for the entire rest of the show. This is Kamala Harris last night talking about January 6th. Listen.
Donald Trump left us the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
Okay, the Civil War ended in 1865. Brennan, what was yesterday's date?
9-10, September 10th.
Of what year?
2024.
Good. What happened 23 years ago today?
9-11. 2001.
2001. Is 2001 before or after 1865?
After.
After. So if somebody says that January 6th, 2021, which is also after 2001, is the greatest attack on our democracy since the Civil War, which ended in 1865, you would be very reasonable to say that she is saying that January 6th was worse than any attack that we have experienced as a nation since the Civil War. 1941 is after 1865 also. You know what happened in 1941 on December 7th? Pearl Harbor, okay? So she's not just saying that that it was worse than Pearl Harbor. She's saying that it was worse than 9-11. She's saying it was worse than what happened with Timothy McVeigh. Hell, she's calling January 6th worse than school shootings. That's what she said last night on September 10th, 2024, on the eve of the 23rd anniversary of September 11th, she said that January 6th was worse than the 9-11 attacks. Here's a question that she didn't answer. Are Americans better off now under you than they were under him?
When it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago?
So I was raised as a middle-class kid, and I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America. I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people. And that is why I imagine and have actually a plan to build what I call an opportunity economy. Because here's the thing. We know that we have a shortage of homes and housing, and the cost of housing is too expensive for far too many people. We know that young families need support to raise their children, and I intend on extending a tax cut for those families of $6,000, which is the largest child tax credit that we have given in a long time, so that those young families can afford to buy a crib, buy a car seat, buy clothes for their
children. All right, let's do a quick rehash. Let's listen to the question
again.
When
it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago?
When it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago? Brendan, what kind of question is that?
I'd say a yes or no.
Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea. It's a yes or no question. How does one usually answer a yes or no question?
Yes or no.
Oh my gosh. And she's a prosecutor, right? I'm a prosecutor. I dealt with cartels. In court, it's very common for a prosecutor or even a defense attorney, when they're doing cross-examination, they'll ask a witness, you know, did you know about X, Y, and Z? Yes or no? Well, she didn't answer the yes or no. Here's another one. Kamala Harris was pressed on the flip-flops. You know, fracking, no fracking. Guns, no guns. Healthcare, no healthcare. Look,
Vice President Harris, in your last run for president, you said you wanted to ban fracking. Now you don't. You wanted mandatory government buyback programs for assault weapons. Now your campaign says you don't. You supported decriminalizing border crossings. Now you're taking a harder line. I know you say that your values have not changed. So then why have so many of your policy positions changed?
So my values have not changed, and I'm going to discuss every one of the, at least every point that you've made. But in particular, let's talk about fracking because we're here in Pennsylvania. I made that very clear in 2020.
She said she's going to discuss every point that she raised, right? You heard it? Let's keep it going.
I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking. My position is that we have got to invest in diverse sources of energy so we reduce our reliance on foreign oil. We have had the largest increase in domestic oil production in history because of an approach that recognizes that we cannot over-rely on foreign oil. As it relates to my values, let me tell you, I grew up a middle-class kid
raised by a hardworking mother
who worked and saved and was able to buy our first home when I was a teenager. The values I bring to the importance of home ownership, knowing not everybody got handed $400 million on a silver platter and then filed bankruptcy six times, is a value that I bring to my work to say we are going to work with the private sector and home builders to increase 3 million homes, increase by 3 million homes by the end of my first term. My work that is related to having a friend when I was in high school who was sexually assaulted by her stepfather, and my focus then on protecting women and children from violent crime is based on a value that is deeply grounded in the importance of standing up for those who are most vulnerable. My work that is about protecting Social Security and Medicare is based on long-standing work that I have done, protecting seniors from scams. My values have not changed. And what is important is that there is a president who actually brings values and a perspective that is about lifting people up and not beating people down and name-calling. The true measure of the leader is the...
Shut up. Shut up. Name-calling. She called Donald Trump a disgrace. Three times last night, at least. Name-calling? Did she answer any of the questions that she promised to answer at the beginning of the response? No. She didn't. She filibustered. She did not answer those questions. Now, Donald Trump did something last night that I think was very telling. Not just because he did it, but the reaction to it. Remember on the show yesterday with Alex Strenger, I said, Alex, do you think it would be a great idea if after Kamala Harris says something about how he's a threat to democracy, he says language like that almost got me killed? Guess what happened? Donald Trump did that. Watch this reaction.
This is the one that weaponized, not me. She weaponized. I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me. They talk about democracy. I'm a threat to democracy. They're the threat to democracy
President
with a fake
Trump.
Russia investigation went nowhere.
Yeah, we have a lot to get to. We can't talk about the fact that someone tried to kill you. Sorry, we got to get to race in politics. Seriously? Seriously? We had more questions last night on race in politics. Donald Trump, you said you're surprised that Kamala Harris was black. We had more questions about that than we did about the fact that somebody tried to kill him. And when he brought it up, out came the brooms. Right under the rug. Right under the rug. Tells you all you need to know. Remember what I said about distractions and getting away from the things the media doesn't want you to talk about? We went to water towers, then Joe Biden was dying, and then he was in hospice care. We forgot about this. We didn't, but we stopped talking about the important elements of the Trump assassination attempt, and it is now under the rug. Under the rug. How about this one? How about this one? This was golden. You guys, this is going to make you sick. I know that. But Kamala Harris got so desperate last night that out came old reliable... The Charlottesville hoax.
Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate.
That's funny, anti-Semitic.
And what
with
did
her.
The president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
Interesting. Brennan, would you consider CNN our friends or right-wing news?
No.
No, right? No. Jake Tapper works for CNN. We know Jake Tapper. We call him Fake Jake. He's compared Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler on television on multiple occasions. Well, here's Jake Tapper talking about this very same hoax, the Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax.
Now, elsewhere in those remarks, the president did condemn neo-Nazis and white supremacists. So he's not saying that the neo-Nazis and white supremacists are very fine people.
Even Jake Tapper knows what Kamala Harris spewed on that stage was a colossal load of bullcrap. But did David Muir fact check that? He knows. Snopes even knows. Did he fact check that? No. He didn't fact check that. He didn't fact check that. They're in the tank. They're in the bag for Kamala Harris. Final clip of the day that we're going to play. I put a question up on X. If given the opportunity and Kamala Harris tries to interrupt Trump, should he hit her with the "I'm speaking" line? A lot of people were like, yeah, that would be really cool as long as he doesn't do it like she's getting, like he's bullying her. You know, it's almost like I debate prepped him. It's almost like I channel him every day. It's really weird. He did that, and this was an amazing moment.
14 or 15 different policies. Like, she was big on defund the police. In Minnesota, she went out. Wait a minute. I'm talking now. If you don't mind, please. Does that sound familiar? She went out.
Guys, I know it wasn't the performance that Donald Trump had on CNN on June 27th because it was a 3-on-1 deal. It was a handicap match. Right? For those of you who watch WWE, right? We have a one guy facing off against an entire tag team squad. Okay, I get it. It wasn't the June 27th debate. She exceeded the low expectations that we set. But folks, I'm going to tell you this, just barely. Watch it again. She answered nothing. There's a reason why out of a 10-person focus group from Reuters, 6 of the people who were undecided said they're going for Trump. 3 said they're going for Harris, and 1 said they still didn't know. There's a reason why after the debate, people on a CNN poll said that they had more faith in Donald Trump handling the economy than Kamala Harris. I'm not saying he had the best moment. I think he left some openings. He left some stuff to be desired. But I do think his closing, where he said, you've been in here the last 3.5 years, all this stuff you want to do, how come nobody's done it? A la Ronald Reagan, the one question I have to ask you, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Folks, do not buy into this psyop that was a disaster. We're going to get to your calls in just a second. I have to get to your, we got to get to a word from our friends over at Patriot Mobile. Not enough time. We always run out of time.
I know.
But it's all right. It's all right. We're going to do it. Patriot Mobile, ladies and gentlemen, America's only Christian conservative cell phone carrier. And then we'll go rapid fire with some of these calls. We'll start them in just a few minutes. But ladies and gentlemen, a word from our friends from Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell carrier.
Throughout history, the spirit of patriotism has prevailed. The battles may have changed, but the values remain the same. Today, in 2024, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment where the call for unity, freedom, and a better future echoes louder than ever. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream. Because this year is not just any year. It's the most important year since our nation's founding. Choose a wireless carrier that shares your values. Choose Patriot Mobile.
That's PatriotMobile.com/LFA. PatriotMobile.com/LFA for a free month. Check them out. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. PatriotMobile.com/Lima Foxtrot Alpha. PatriotMobile.com/LFA. You know what's going on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next up, the LFA TV store at jeremyherald.com. Jeremyherald.com or lfatv.us. Ladies and gentlemen, the LFA TV store is amazing, and I want you to check it out today in just a few minutes after the show. Of course, you're going to watch the great Will Johnson as well, so maybe do it after all the shows on LFA are done. But check it out, lfatv.us or jeremyherald.com. All sorts of great merch on the LFA TV store right here, ready for you, lfatv.us. You can also donate to help this project, LFA TV, as we roll into the election season. You know that we are only as strong as we want to be. We are the leaders that we've been waiting for. LFATV.us, LFATV.us. Okay, next up, Armra Colostrum, triarmra.com/LFATV. Colostrum is the first nutrition that we receive in our lives when we're born. Here it is, Armra Colostrum. The first nutrition we receive in life contains all the essential nutrients that our bodies need in order to thrive. It reactivates hair growth and helps rejuvenate glowing skin. It fortifies gut health and ignites your metabolism, and it fuels your fitness, performance, and recovery. You can harness the close-guarded secret of elite athletes, long prized for its unrivaled ability to take performance to its apex. Colostrum has been shown in research to help enhance nutrient absorption, promote lean muscle building, and improve endurance while fueling cellular repair, regeneration for faster recovery. Specifically, colostrum has been shown to improve fitness endurance by 20%, decrease recovery time by over 50% after intense exercise, improves your stamina, and it specifically builds lean muscle mass. You got a special offer right now on this website, triarmra.com/LFATV. You get 15% off of your first order. Go to triarmra.com/LFATV. 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 All right, folks, it's time to get those calls rolling. 631-527-4545. 631-527-4545. Your debate reactions. We're going to keep our calls to about 2 minutes each so we can get to a bunch of people. 631-527-4545. Give us a call right now so we could talk to you about how you felt about the debate. Okay? Here we go. Our friend from Kansas City. That is Heather from Kansas City. Heather Osborne. What's going on?
Hello, how are you? I have my list. I wrote a list out for you. So we'd
all
be
right.
On.
Well, yeah. Well, let's get to the list. Go for it, Heather. Go for it.
All right. So first of all, ABC stinks. The moderators were horrible. That was my first thought.
To be expected.
Yeah. And I honestly was speaking to my mom, and she says he needs to do it now on his terms if they're going to do a debate somewhere that he wants to do it.
Okay.
That's my thought on that. Let's see. He did have some missed opportunities, I thought.
I think so.
Which, you know, I still thought he was good, but some missed opportunities.
Nobody's perfect.
Nope. Kamala's faces, though. I mean, did she have to look snooty at him the whole time?
Thank you. Heather, let me ask you this question. Because Donald Trump never looked at her when she was speaking, right?
No.
But every time he was going, she looked... I mean, I don't like her, right? But did she not give off...
No.
You said snooty. Did she not give off, like, this smugness? Do you think independents look at that and like that? I don't think
so. No. I mean, like, she's better than...
Yes.
Like, everybody,
it was
really,
very
basically.
Smug.
I mean, I'm better than you.
It was very condescending, right? I don't think that looks like a leader. I don't think that
no,
looks good
look
at all.
Weak, no. Trying to look strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she should have looked at the camera straight on, probably, and not look. And another thing I didn't like, she went over to him first to shake his hand. I was like, oh, geez, here we go.
Well, I think that was funny.
I don't know if that was a power move.
Well, I'll tell you what I think that was about. Donald Trump was not going to meet her halfway across the stage. He was going to make her walk all the way over to him. That's a power move on his
okay,
part.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, Brendan, by the way.
Hi, Heather.
hi. And then let's see. I still think Trump's base is very strong. I don't
100%.
Think any of us will switch.
No.
I don't think anybody with her will switch on her base or whoever those people are.
I agree with you as well.
I don't think she swayed anybody. though.
I don't think the debate last night was going to change anybody's minds unless it was a repeat one way or the other of June 27th.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump came out and looked like he was out of it, that would have changed people's minds. If Kamala Harris spun herself around like a top and served up big, big word salads and stumbled, that would have changed people's minds.
Right.
Look, the fact that I think a lot of people look at this as it was kind of like a draw. Donald Trump did better policy-wise because he hinted on specific things that he would do. She kind of spoke in platitudes. But if you're telling me that the best right now is that it was a 50-50 thing in a three-on-one match, Donald Trump won that debate.
Exactly. And I thought it was, and this morning when they were all standing there, I thought, you know what, that is kind of unifying, but to what degree, you know, how long will that last? Like 20 seconds. I mean, you know, but Taylor Swift. Okay. To that one, that's my next thing. I don't really care. And I've seen a lot of comments here in the city. People don't care what she has to say. They're like, why are we talking about this?
She's a pop singer. She's not a politician.
Mahomes did an interview today, Patrick Mahomes, and they
asked he didn't endorse anybody. He just says he wants everyone to just register to vote.
Yeah. So I was glad he stood that way because I thought, well, that's good, you know. But and I think there is beef between Britney and Taylor right now. So I don't really care.
Well, this is all the drama, right? And that's all the stuff. You know what? If you're a football fan, it doesn't help you win games. If you're a politics guy or gal, it doesn't help you win elections. Good, she endorsed. Fine.
Nope.
She did it late last night. A lot of people don't even know what happened, you know? And so I think they did that because they were desperate.
Yeah, and I will say, I talked to one of our friends at church, and he just turned 18. I said, did you register to vote? And he said he was doing it. I said, okay, good. Well, I said, so let me ask you a question about football. Are you undefeated if you lose a game? And he's like, no. I'm like, okay, just wanted to make sure.
Right. Well, there you go.
So anyway, but that's my thoughts on that. I did tell Brandon, I don't know if she told you, I got a 97 on my test. 97.
Congratulations. You did so great. Brandon did share that with me. It's amazing.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much. Great job. Thanks for the call. Yep. And we will talk to you probably again on Friday.
Oh, sounds good. All right. Well, you guys have a good night. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Heather from Kansas City. Let's keep the calls coming in. That was Heather Osborne from the great state of Missouri.
Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri. There it is. Trump did, as Mimo says, told her that Putin endorsed her. Here we go. This person's been calling for a while. Let's see. Who do we have on the line here?
Well, it's not Dylan.
It's not Dylan.
Nope. I'll give you a clue. What do they call Wednesday hump day?
He is. This man has born sideways, but I'm excited to hear what you have to say. What's up, Dragon McGroin? How's it going?
I'm doing well. I'm surprised I got through.
I saw you calling a bunch. I'm happy you did get through. What's up? What are your thoughts?
So, I watched the debate last night, and, you know, it was a threesome against Trump.
Yep.
And, there's nothing more disappointing than seeing a gang, you know, somebody getting ganged up on like that.
Right.
And I thought that kind of took Trump off his message a little bit. But I think in the end, he won out because everything that you could fact check today that Kamala said was an absolute lie.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. You know, Donald Trump had to play the role of fact checker and debater, right? He had to fact check. How many times in the middle of that debate did he have to say, excuse me, that was a lie, that was a lie? That's what the moderators are supposed to do. You're either, here's one way or the other. You're either going to fact check both or you're not going to fact check at all and let the candidates do it and their campaigns do it, right? Like on June 27th, Tapper and Bash didn't really interject. They just kind of let it all happen. Last night, Muir and whatever her name was, fact-checked him, pressed him to answer yes or no questions while she skated on everything. And I think a lot of independents watched what you just described as a dude getting ganged up on. It kind of makes him look like a sympathetic figure, maybe not as much as another candidate would because of, you know, who he is and what everyone has said about him. But I do think that there is an element of what you're talking about there that resonated with some people. So I agree with you on that one.
All right. Well, I'm going to hang up and let somebody else get a call in. But, you know, again, let's not ever forget the 2,977 Americans who died 23 years ago today.
Thank you, Dragon. That's right. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Have a good day. And let's move on to another call. As Dragon said, he wants to give the phone line up to somebody else. He's like, here, you have the ball. You shoot. Let's go. All right, we'll go 631-527-4545 for a little bit of a lightning round. Here we go. We have another one coming in right now. Who do we have on the line here? Welcome to the show.
Hi, this Hello? Is Fly 57.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, I've actually been depressed ever since the beat last night.
No. We're not depressed. We're not depressed.
No.
How can I raise your mood?
I even woke up that way. I was disappointed that Trump didn't hammer down on the whole, like, with the illegals picking jobs, housing, all the perks, the money they're getting, the fentanyl, the human trafficking. There were so many things. He could have come with facts.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
and figures
a good point.
And dollar
you know, he mentioned that they were coming in. He mentioned that they were hurting people, but he could have gone a little
but
further
on
the housing. You know, she wants to make housing more available. How can you make it more available when there's millions of these people coming in? Hey, look, that's all things that he could have done. And maybe he would have been able to do that if he didn't have to play the role of fact checker and debater last night. So that kind of hurt him. But I don't think, listen, don't be depressed. Don't have low morale. I think we're going to win this thing. All right.
Yeah, I wanted him to say that at the end, especially the preferred treatment over citizens and our veterans. And
I agree with you. 100%.
All the money they're getting, you know.
Valid point.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. We'll go to one more. One more call. It's got to be a real quick one, though. One more call, real fast, 30 seconds, because I want to hear from one more person if we get a chance to do it. And then we're going to close the show off. Real fast. If we get one coming in the next, I'd say 10 seconds or so, we'll see what happens. Here we go. We got one. All right. We got 30 seconds. Welcome to the show. Who do we have on the line? What's on your mind?
Hey, this is Matt Persinger from Neosho, Missouri. I'm about 3 hours south of Heather.
Hey there. What's going on?
Chiefs fan here.
All right.
Hey, you know, I'll just throw this out there. You know, the earpiece, whatever, you know. So I will say this. There must have been something to it, because we all know she's not smart enough to carry on the conversation that she carried on last night.
Without, I'll tell you what I think happened. Bumbling. I think she got some of the questions.
I think she got some of the questions and rehearsed the
responses. That's what I think happened.
Definitely.
And I don't know for sure about the earpiece, but I do know that focusing on that is probably not going to help us win in the long run. So we could have that conversation.
Right.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but and I think we're on the same page here. I think that's what we got to focus on. Matt, we got to run. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. And maybe we'll talk again on Friday when we do more calls. All right.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thanks so much. Have a good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Based America coming up right after that. Sorry we didn't get to so many. You know what? We had so much to do, and I got into so much conversation. We always run out of time for calls. We got into a bunch of them. Tomorrow we're going to do a pre-recorded segment again, as we always do on Thursdays. And then on Friday, we'll be back live. Maybe we'll do calls the whole second half. We'll see what happens. We'll see how many people are in here at that time. Make sure you share the show. Make sure you understand. We all understand. We are as strong as we all are. If we're all participating together, we will win. Thank you so much again for watching and listening. As President Trump says, we'll never give up. We will never give in. We will never ever surrender. And if all else fails, well, we're just going to become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Say a prayer and take a moment to reflect on September 11th, 2001, 23 years ago today, a day that changed the world, a day that changed our country. Don't forget. Never, ever, ever forget. Hit the like button before you leave. Make sure you subscribe to anywhere you get your podcast. Totally free. Search Ungovern. Hit subscribe. It's all you got to do. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us for an hour. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV, 5 p.m. Eastern for Ungoverned. Until then, have a great rest of your day, and we will see you tomorrow. United we stand. United we fight. United we win. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Bang gavel.